Why there's this amount of chaos and why it's going for so long and it's getting so bad in Colombia is for two reasons. One, people don't respect the police. And if they don't respect the police, there's no law and order.
So with everything happening in American politics today and in the news cycle, it has to be an insane story for us as Americans to start paying attention to a different country's news cycle. All that being said, there's been one person that people have consistently told me to go check out and told me to send have sent information to me from, and it's my next guest. He is the founder of Speak Truth Without Fear, and he is a music producer who has decided to kind of take up his sword and shield and start talking about American politics and politics at large. So thank you so much for joining me, Jordan Sarmo. Great for you to be here.
Angel, thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I got to say, like, I posted yesterday, I was seeing everybody saying, pray for Colombia. And I just posted on my story, what is happening in Colombia? Can anybody fill me in? Because I can Google it and find, you know, a Washington Post article or something. But I know right. It's not going to be giving me the full story. And without fail, I want to say a dozen people sent me links to what you were doing, to your tweets, to your videos. And I was just like, I have to have this guy on the podcast. I was ready to stalk you, man, until you came on the podcast.
I didn't even know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure, man. So you're definitely making an impact. And before we dive into the current events, can you tell me a little bit about why Colombia and what kind of got you involved in that? Because you've kind of been on the forefront of this thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have family that's from Colombia. I'm Colombian myself.
Okay.
And I have a lot of friends there. And so it's definitely, you know, there's like three nations that have always been on my heart: Colombia, Brazil, and Cuba. It's three nations just I've been to multiple times. I've done mission work there. And I just have a ton of family and friends there. So when I heard what was going on, I mean, I just called my friends and right away. And I kind of got the, you know, at first, the first post I originally made, I kind of fell to the mainstream media trap. I was really talking about specifically, you know, the government is killing people in the streets, which is true. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see the entire picture until obviously I got away from the filters of the mainstream media and what people are, because majority of the people that are saying, if you go on social media, right or left, I've seen even conservatives, they're posting like, you know, this is, and I was a victim to this. This is what happens if you don't, you know, if you give up your freedoms and you give everything to the government and you don't care about the Second Amendment, you can get killed in the streets by your own government, which is true, which this is happening. But there's a way bigger picture and a whole different perspective that a lot of people are missing. And I didn't get this perspective until I actually made the phone calls. I talked to four different people in the last 36 hours that are living in Cali, Colombia. They're not people that have a family friend. And after hearing what they have to say, they all had a very similar thing. Now, these are more conservative people as well. These aren't people that are, they fall for the BS social justice, you know, crap.
Right.
You know, but I mean, they've all have a lot of similar things that they said that kind of gave me my kind of where I kind of took it in the middle. And I've kind of tried to show that middle line of the story in essence.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's honestly what most of us should be doing. It takes a lot of energy for sure. But it's great to know that there's people out there that are actually sourcing all these things, putting it together and putting it out in a digestible way for people to really understand what's actually happening. In order for us to cover this, right, I guess, in the most efficient way, I kind of want to do it linearly, right? I want to do it as far as chronologically, starting from maybe what could have caused all this, what we know, and then just kind of day by day or even hour by hour, however you want to break it up, until we get to where we're at right now. So is there something that you know of within Colombian politics or Colombian history that has kind of incited all of the violent stuff that's happening there? And we'll get to all of the violent stuff that's happening. But is there anything that you know about?
Well, yeah, the country has a history, and this is, I've learned all this. I mean, I've known the general, but I've learned a lot of these details just from about four or five different conversations that I've had in the last 2 days. Colombia has a history of really bad corruption within the government. You have more of a right wing president and administration as the presidents in the presidency, but then you have a very, very leftist socialist, what we would say, socialist Democrat politicians and government running the major cities, kind of like in Florida, in the state of Florida. You have Miami, that the mayor is Democrat. Orlando, the mayor is Democrat. These cities are run by more Democratic or socialist type of policies. But then, even though Governor DeSantis is the most conservative governor in the country, and so this is a very similar this is very similar to what it's like in Colombia, except even the administration the president's administration is corrupt as well.
Interesting.
And what they say is that, one, no one respects the police, where a vast majority of people in the States, they respect the police. Mm-hmm. There's law and order. If you get a speeding ticket in Colombia, they're going to ask you for 10,000 pesos and they'll let you go. Wow. Where here in the States, you can't do that. It's you can't bribe a police officer. Where in Colombia, that's the way it is. So there is not law and order. There is a lot of corruption within the government, and the people they have been destroyed from the pandemic.
Wow.
Especially in a lot of these liberal cities, the three main cities, which Cali is the biggest one, the main one where a lot of these riots are happening right now. The lockdowns, the churches are still not open. The only way you can have a church has to be less than 30 people. So businesses are shut down. I mean, the average person makes anywhere from $200 to $300 a month, while the average senator makes $10,000 a month.
Wow.
This is what people are telling me. So you have a corrupt government. People are pissed.
Yeah.
They're mad. This is what basically happened. You have the president that rolled out a tax reform bill. And the taxes are really high, basically bumped everything up 20%. You have tolls that you have to go in and out of the city. Just if you want to, like, if I'm in Orlando and I want to go one town over back roads, you still would have to pay tolls, in essence, is what they're basically saying.
Wow.
But the flip side is the
catalyst for the violence. All of a sudden there's these random tax hikes, and all of that is kind of based on the background of police corruption and government corruption and all these things. And finally, yes, the tax hikes hit, and people are just like, that's it, I'm done, kind of thing. Like that on top of COVID as well.
The people aren't making money and they're broke and they're struggling majorly. Their businesses are still shut down. They're in the middle of a pandemic. They're still on lockdown. And so, they propose this tax bill. From what I've heard from multiple people, one, the message, the bill, if you actually look into the bill, the people just don't it's kind of like the States, we see a tax bill and people pass it and we know what's in the damn bill. And you have something that's very similar that's happening in Colombia, where, one of the ladies that I talked to, she's like, if you look into the bill actually makes a lot of sense, because the reason why they have to raise the taxes is because these major cities are enforcing very socialist policies. So in that bill, you get free healthcare, you get free university education, all these socialist policies, which is causing. So this is the counter that. And so that is what the president is dealing with. But regardless, from what they've all said, there is corruption in the government. The messaging for the bill was horrible. The people flipped out. They protested, and this is they have the right to protest. They should protest. They protested, but here's the big kicker, where most people are missing it. The government rescinded the tax bill. They pulled it back.
Oh wow!
But they're still protesting.
Interesting.
They're still, yes, and that is where. George Soros always said this. He said, you never waste a good crisis.
Yes.
You never. And that's kind of what you're seeing here. You're seeing very bad leftist organizations, leftist money, and they're funding these protests, kind of like what we've seen here in the States. You have a group called the Guerrillas, or the, I can't even say it in Spanish, in the, I believe it's the FALC. And it's basically two really bad extremists, cartels, basically, in a sense, that would, they want to overthrow the government of Colombia.
Interesting.
And if that ends up happening, what will end up happening is you will have a dictatorship like Venezuela that would take full force. So
that was one of the things that I got from your video that I thought was really telling. You know, there's the parallels between Colombia and where Colombia is now and where Venezuela was, you know, a few years ago or before essentially communism ran rampant in their country. So I can definitely see those parallels. I'll let you expand on that. But one of the things that you brought up was this idea of corrupt police. And I think us as conservatives, I'm not sure exactly what your political leanings are, but I'm assuming.
Okay, I'm
I'm Trump, baby.
I'm Trump all the way.
Let's go. Well, us as conservatives have to do when we're looking at something like this in a different country is understand that this concept that we have here of back the blue and the thin blue line and they're great things, but they're kind of inherently American because we don't necessarily have the amount of corruption that places like Latin America does. You know, where I know you go to Mexico, you can give an officer, you know, 100 pesos and they'll let you go. You know, I know I'm from Peru. It's the same thing. And so this idea of like the cops are always they're kind of altruistic is just a very American idea. So we have to kind of put that aside when we're looking at places like Colombia and say, what are the nuances of this situation? And why is the mainstream media misrepresenting what's actually happening? But I do want to get back to where you're at as far as the riots and like, so they rescinded the tax bill and they took it back and people are still out there. George, you know, you quoted George Soros saying you can never waste a good crisis. What is happening now? Why are they still protesting?
Right now is where I would say the people are at fault. People, this is very like, and this is coming from the ladies that are in Colombia. This is very like what they compared it to was Antifa and Black Lives Matter protests, where what you originally had was a peaceful protest. The majority of the people went there to protest, and it was peaceful. But then you had people that took advantage of that anger. They're paying people off, and now you have people that are – you have some of these guerrillas and these people on the left that they are actually even killing their own people in the streets and making it look like it's the police.
Whoa.
It's really, really bad. But you have, and right now, like, I mean, last night, 10 police officers were burnt alive by the people. It's heartbreaking. So, and the issue, and the reason why everyone's going crazy is because a lot of the people think that the government is actually blocking the distribution of food, gas, everything. But the people have destroyed all the businesses. They've destroyed all the gas stations. They've destroyed every single bank. No one can get access to cash right now in the entire city of Cali, from what one of the girls, Alex, was saying. And so, I mean, you have – this is very similar to what we saw in Black Lives Matter – in Antifa,
yeah,
where you have them destroying their own communities and they're kind of falling and they're playing into the hands of these leftist organizations that want to, at the end of it, they hate the country, they want to destroy the government, and they want to take over the country.
Wow.
Just like we've seen in our own nation. And they are also blocking the getting in and out of the city, which it's the people that are blocking it, not necessarily the government.
Right.
And so there's just a lot of misinformation. And right now, I mean, if the people got what they wanted, they got the tax bill rescinded.
Right.
Regardless whether the bill is good or bad, the majority of people protested. They got what they want. The question is, why the hell are they still protesting?
So that brings up another question to me. You said regardless of whether the bill was good or bad, which kind of leads me to think, was the bill good or bad?
I've had mixed the message was horrible. They did a horrible job messaging it.
I see.
I had a lot of conservatives. They say, you know, people aren't educated enough to understand the bill. Mm. But the reason for the bill is because the president has been agreeing to all of these leftist ideas, such as free healthcare, free education, free everything.
I see.
they don't have the money to pay for it, so they've got to raise the taxes. So the people want all of these free things. What happens? Which is a great warning for America.
Yes, like,
we want free healthcare. We want free education. We want free food. We want free salaries. We want free everything. Yeah. Okay, we are going to pay for it, and that's really what's happening. And so people don't tend to read the damn bill,
right?
And you have some people, you know, and that's why it's so easy to manipulate them and use their anger as a weapon, because that's exactly what's happening.
This is such an opportunity to learn a lesson here in America just by watching these things. And the only way that's really going to happen is that if we get the story straight here, which is why I wanted to have you on instead of reposting some article from Newsweek or the New York Times. But right. I think it's incredibly important that we look at this as something that could be in our future if we continue to let leftist ideas run rampant. What I also wanted to ask you is, what are you seeing the mainstream media say? What are they talking? How are they rationalizing this?
Oh, well, I mean, all four people said the mainstream media is only showing the side, like, police are bad, which is very similar to what we see in our own mainstream media.
I see.
You know, all the protests are peaceful. The protesters are peaceful. It's only the cops that are killing people in the streets, but it's a bunch of BS.
Right.
The people are killing the police. They are attacking the police. The police are defending themselves. I'm sure there are also police. I mean, I heard one story from one of the girls that, you know, one 17-year-old came and beat the crap out of one of the police officers and then ran away, and the police officer responded with literally killing the 17-year-old kid with the gun.
Wow.
So, you know, it's no one's saying that the police are, you know, guilty free from this thing. Like, you know, there are a lot of reports that the police are corrupt. And at the same exact time, this shows that if we lose law and order, like, why there's this amount of chaos and why it's going for so long and it's getting so bad in Colombia is for two reasons. One, people don't respect the police. And if they don't respect the police, there's no law and order.
Right.
And what is happening right now in the States is these leftist politicians, these leftist movements, these Marxist organizations, such as Black Lives Matter, the organization, Antifa, they are trying, they have no respect for the police. And that's what they're trying to, push that agenda on the mainstream. And the media is pushing it. And they're trying to change the minds and hearts of the people to not back the blue. And the reason why is because at the end of the day, when a crisis happens like this, what's happening in Colombia, we are going to have two options, one to respect the police or to attack them.
Wow.
And that is, you know, that's what Colombia is facing. And that's why Colombia is having a very hard time controlling the people, because majority of people don't respect the police.
Wow. This is mind blowing, man. I mean, I got to tell you that this reminds me so much of the BLM, all the BLM stuff that was happening, even with Kyle Rittenhouse. I forget what city it was in.
That was in Wisconsin.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Kenosha or wherever.
Oh, Kenosha. Yes.
Kenosha.
Yeah. This is so reminiscent of that. And I think it's important we look at these things for the people watching. Like, we look at this and really understand the nuance. It's not all cops versus all people. These are all individual little events that are causing an uprising. And as the narrative builds, people are kind of becoming emboldened and reacting to the narrative instead of what's actually happening. And this is all kind of stemming on the back of, like, a misunderstood bill with a corrupt government and with a conservative as president, which is just so familiar. It's insane how familiar it is. But no, I thank you so much for unpacking it. I mean, I don't know how much more there really is to go into. Is there anything else that you kind of want to put on record? Because, I mean, as far as we know, this is current, right? That's all we really know.
This is the most current. It's changing a lot. You know, in the beginning, I definitely saw it from one perspective. But now, every single day, it's changing. The government did the right thing. They rescinded the bill. Now, to me, the people need to realize what they're doing, because when they're done with this protest, they're not going to have a home and a business and a town to go back to.
Right.
And I think the biggest warning, more than anything, is this is, you know, one of the aunt of one of the ladies that I spoke to, she said, quote, she's like, she's from Venezuela and she's living in Colombia now because of what happened in Venezuela. She goes, this is exactly what happened right before Venezuela went full socialist and you know, we lost our country.
Wow.
And so the same powers that be and forces that did what they did to Venezuela are now trying to do the exact same thing to Colombia. And it's a warning to America. It is, you know, people can call me conspiracy theorists. They say, oh, that'll never happen. No, this is a warning to America. They are infiltrating our education system. They're pushing critical race theory. They're teaching us Marxist ideologies because they want to destroy our freedoms and our history.
Wow.
And so it's a warning to America. And, you know, obviously pray for Colombia. If you have family or friends there, definitely reach out to them. Find out how you can support them financially because they don't have access to food. They don't have access to money. It's a really scary situation.
For sure, man. Thank you so much for coming on and just keeping me updated and letting, you know, my audience kind of get first crack at what's really happening there. I'd love to invite you back on anytime you have some updates, anytime, you know, you make a new video, you want to promote it or whatever, please come stop by. You know, you're more than welcome. And I love what you're doing, man. True respect for actual journalism and actual investigation. So thanks so much for doing what you do, man.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, if you guys want to go to speaktruthwithoutfear.com, you can put your email in right there. And right when you put in your email, we send you the link for the Colombia video. So you guys can download it, share it, get it out there because people need to know the truth.
Yes. And I'm assuming similar to Project Veritas, you know, screen record it, upload it on your own thing. We don't want big tech to crack down on this. Make sure you do, you know, repackage it, do whatever you want with the video. It's the most effective way to get a message across. But just know Jordan Sarmo's here at the front lines of it. So thank you so much again, man. And, you know, what's your Instagram, all that, so people can follow you?
My Instagram is Jordan Sarmo, JORDINSARMO. And then for the Speak Truth Without Fear, it's just Speak Truth Without Fear.
Cool. And I'm assuming people can reach you there if they have any tips on what's happening in Colombia, if they know somebody. Cool.
DM me. Send me everything you got.
Awesome. Thanks again, man. Stick around. I'm about to stop recording.
All righty.